In today's tip, we are discussing sinister ways scammers use surveys to get data and ways you can protect yourself from the dirty tricks. This is Money Tip Tuesday from the Making Money Personal podcast. The following security tips are from Triangle's Data Services. Some retailers use online surveys to learn more about their customers. Completed surveys are often rewarded with small consolations, like a coupon. Sounds fun, right? The bad guys sure think so. Scammers are posing as well-known brands and sending emails that advertise extravagant rewards, like a new iPhone, for just a few minutes of your time. Typically, the survey website displays a message claiming that there are only a small number of rewards remaining. This creates a sense of urgency to complete the survey. Usually, at the end of the survey, you're told you'll have won the prize and that all you have to do is pay for delivery. Of course, you didn't actually win anything. The fake prize and request for your shipping details are just an excuse to gather your name, address, and payment information. Don't let the scammers win. Follow these simple tips when you're answering retailer surveys. First, always question a sense of urgency. Real companies want real results. If the survey is urging you to complete it in a hurry, it's because they want to get to the part where you hand over your personal information quickly. Number two, legitimate retail surveys clearly outline the rules from the very beginning. If you're suddenly asked for payment or other unexpected information, it's a scam. And lastly, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. As lovely as it would be, no one hands out free iPhones or other extravagant rewards over the internet. If you have any additional items that we may have missed or tips that could be helpful to our listeners, let us know at tcupodcast@trianglecu.org or look for Triangle on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, and let us know what you think and share your thoughts. Thanks for listening to today's Money Tip Tuesday, and be sure to check out our other tips and episodes on the Making Money Personal podcast. Have a great day.